Now, bad dreams are a part of our sleeping life, and while they may seem like a nuisance or feel disruptive, they actually might serve a greater purpose. According to new research, bad dreams may prime us to better handle fear while we're awake. Our next guest was part of the study and joins us to explain the findings. Amandine Vallemont is a sleep researcher with the Wisconsin Institute of Sleep and Consciousness Research in the Department of Psychiatry at UW-Madison. Amandine, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why did you and your colleagues want to tackle what happens when we're having bad and scary dreams?
So in general, we're interested at looking at sleep and dreams. But we also thought it's interesting to look at scary dreams because of the certain percentage of the population who suffer from that.
Well, and everybody has some kind of scary dream sometimes, I imagine. Not necessarily like a problem, but we all have it sometimes.
We all have it from time to time, and only maybe 1 to 7% of the population have recurrent nightmares, like more than once a week, which impair their daily life.
And what did you learn when you looked at what's happening to us while we're having bad dreams during the night or while we sleep versus what's going on when we're awake?
Well, the interesting thing is that we found out that the same brain structures respond to fearful situations during wake and also during sleep. So that was never shown before. Your same brain structures react to fearful situations.
And stepping away from the particular research for a moment, it's surprising to me sometimes how little we know about what's going on when we're sleeping and dreaming. There's still a lot of, I guess, mystery to solve.
Yes, and because it's complicated to assess. So the only way that we do that here is we wake up people several times during the night and try to ask whether they're dreaming or not, or what's happening.
And then how do you watch, say if I'm the research subject, how do you watch what's going on in my brain while I'm having that bad dream?
So we use electrodes, which are just stuck and put on top of your head. And we have many electrodes to be able to have a very fine localization of your neural activity.
And this sounds like complicated research to do, because one, if I had electrodes on my head, I'd have a hard time falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But two, you can't predict when somebody's going to have a bad dream, right? You have to keep trying until you get the right kind of dreams.
It's true, yeah. I think I'm not sure about the number of people that were in this study anymore, but of course not all of them had dreams and not all of them had fearful dreams. So
could it be that we're practicing while we're sleeping? We're rehearsing how we might deal with a real-life scary event?
Yeah, so that's one of the current theory about dreaming, which was proposed in 2000 by Antti Revonzo. And it's called, it's basically this principle that dreams are here to help us rehearse fearful situations that we may encounter during waking life. And we rehearse like evasive actions or defensive actions during sleep.
So how do we evaluate then? How do we know if that scary dream we had last night made us more prepared for a threat in real life?
Yeah, well, that's what this paper was about. They showed fearful images to people in an MRI, and they saw that the people who had more fearful dreams in general would react less to these fearful images in wake life. So meaning they would be a little bit more prepared.
Now, so a scary dream makes me more prepared to deal with a scary image in real life. But is there a ceiling? Is there a point where where it's too scary when we're sleeping?
This was not shown here, but it's conceivable, that if it's really too scary, it could actually disturb your sleep and makes you more anxious during the day, that this could happen. Here we are talking more about fearful dreams, but not complete traumatic nightmares, which are something different.
Maybe a whole nother problem. Yeah. Is there a growing body of research that compares and contrasts our state in our dreams, our emotional state in our dreams, with our emotional state in non-dreaming life?
There's some people who think that dreaming helps you regulate your emotions during the day. So if you have some issues, some problems overnight, your brain will work them out, and the next day you will have a better mood. So that's another theory about dreams.
Interesting. Yeah. So based on your research, should we welcome scary dreams, not feel bad about having them?
Based on this research, yes, that would be, yeah, conclusion.
But then the next step, we don't know of any way to make ourselves have a scary dream, right? Or do we? I don't know.
No, we don't. There are some cues about how to make you have lucid dreaming, so like knowing that you're dreaming while dreaming. But I don't know if there's a way to make you specifically have bad dreams.
What's the next research you're looking at when it comes to how we dream and what we might get out of it?
Well, I could tell you a word or two about my research, which is about people who act out their dreams. So normally when you're dreaming, you're in bed. You don't move. You're immobile. But I'm looking at people who have a disorder and they start to punch or move their arms and even walk outside of their bed because they are thinking about they're having a dream and they're doing that in their dream and also in real life. So it's like sleepwalking and this other disorder, REM behavior disorder. So I'm studying that because it's so fascinating. But why parts of their brain are still sleeping, but obviously parts of their brain must be awake and doing that.
And I think we've all known somebody, like my brother used to sleepwalk. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like we may not know that much about exactly why it might happen, say, to my brother and not to me.
Yes, yeah. There's a variety of factors from the genetics to the situation being more sleep deprived, tired, alcohol or medication might be trigger to these episodes. So in my lab, we invite people who have this regularly and we actually sleep deprive them for one night. So then the next day they go to sleep, they are much more tired and they are more likely to have these episodes that I'm trying to study.
Interesting. So the sleepier we are, the more we're prone to thrash or punch or maybe walk in our sleep?
Yeah, it's paradoxical, but that's what we found. Increasing, being extra tired. And at the same time, environmental factors, like maybe some noise in the environment, you might hear it while you're sleeping and it doesn't completely wake you up, but it make you do this sleepwalking or sleep talking or punching your arms.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm looking forward to see how that research comes out. Mm-hmm. Amandine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Amandine Vallemont is a sleep researcher with the Wisconsin Institute of Sleep and Consciousness Research in the Department of Psychiatry at UW-Madison. She joined us to talk about how bad dreams may help us handle and control fear while we're awake.